Vietnamese rapper Su Boy appeared in a YouTube video with Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tom Hanks, and Aung San Suu Kyi. The video shows memorable moments from U.S. President Barack Obama's 8 years in office. Both celebrities and regular people tell about their favorite moments from Obama's presidency. The White House posted the video on its YouTube channel on January 5th. It is about 6 minutes long and has been played over 2 million times. One young woman remembered when her third grade class sent a letter to the president. It was really strange when he actually replied back, she said. It was like, whoa, I'm a third grader, and I can actually get a response from the president. Actor Samuel L. Jackson spoke about Obama working to pass the Affordable Care Act. The act provided health insurance to many Americans who could not afford to buy it in the past. Su Boy appeared in the video right after actor and comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Su Boy remembered what she was thinking when Obama called on her to ask a question during a town hall meeting with young Vietnamese in May 2016. Su Boy asked the president if he thought it was important for a nation like Vietnam to support its art and culture. Then Obama asked Su Boy, "Before I answer your question, why don't you give me a little rap? Let's see what you got." Su Boy rapped for Obama, and the two of them had a short conversation about the value of art in society. He said, "Art helps people realize somebody else's pain or somebody else's hopes." It was a popular moment in Vietnam, and news organizations started calling Su Boy Vietnam's queen of hip-hop. Su Boy told VOA's Vietnamese service she was honored to be included in the video. She said the idea of a town hall where regular people get to speak with a top leader was new for most Vietnamese people. She said she wanted to ask a question during the entire meeting, and when Obama asked for one last question, she had to be the one to ask it. Su Boy said the fame coming from her exchange with Obama has not changed her daily life. But what changed is how she thinks about her role in society. "We can't just sit down or discuss these topics over and over again. We must take action right now. Making changes for youth and our society is the most important thing," she said. I'm Dan Friedell.